That is the lesson in calibration.
Lesson what? Lesson.
Lesson in calibration. How much pressure do you use when you palpate?
How many?
I said, how much pressure?
Depends.
That is the critical question. How do you describe how much pressure? And so this is the lesson. You take a series of ripe, soft fruits. They all look the same, but you take your fingers and you evaluate what that tissue feels like without in any way damaging the surface. And that is a most valuable exercise. You can do it with tomatoes, with peaches, with apricots, those soft fruits. And you do that as a regular exercise, and you'll find very soon you'll become much more sensitive to what you feel in the body. Now, what you were doing today is to take you one step further beyond that. And I think what might be helpful is if you turn to the person seated beside you and let them have them turn their back to you so that they're not looking at you. And you just bring your hands from the side, without really watching them, until you feel that you've come in contact with that object, that's a strong word for it, that resistance to those approximating hands. So let's have the partner on this side turn that way. Everybody's going to turn that way, but you're going to palpate him from behind.
No. There he comes.
So you're just bring your hands, start some distance from the body. Close your eyes and bring your hands very, very gently towards the body. Slowly. Until you feel you come up against resistance. Now, the person who's being palpated, their hand should rest in their... No, you can't do two at once. One person who's palpating, the other person is at rest. And very gently, approximate your hands until you feel, keep your eyes closed, and you feel that you come up against a resistance. Now you'll find some people it's further away from the body than others. But the purpose of this is just to get the feel of what that feels like. So, supposing you turn around and face the other way. Then the other person is going to palpate. Thank you.
sides and not going up and down. You're strictly coming in from the sides. And probably the one who is being palpated can feel when those hands touch that spot. Now sometimes if a patient has had acute trauma and there's still not a shock in the body, they are so sensitive that they cannot permit you to touch their body. And if you will find this point several inches from the surface of the body, you can then treat that person through that surface in exactly the same way as if you were on the back. You evaluate its direction for the ease of motion, and you follow it in that direction, and you hold it, and you can feel the tension from your hands of the force that has been put into that body. Wait, and all of a sudden that tension disappears, then you can move it and put your hands on the surface of the body. Now this, you see, is another dimension of the tissues that you're palpating. Now, when we come to evaluate the vortex of energy, it's still like feeling that degree of resistance. But it's going to have a rotating factor to it. It's like putting your hand almost, you might say, on a very fine fan that's going around. And that's what you're going to do when you go into the treatment room. Now probably because you've all been treated this week, you probably find there's quite good motion there. But if you do find an area where there is not good motion, I'd like you to bring that to my attention and we'll see where we go from there. So, let's go in. You're